Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Wow Seat. I am Ellie Nicole Waters, while she does it all, and thanks so much for tuning in to this segment today. This broadcast is a resource of www.wowshedoesitall.com, and the Wow Seat features five signature segments that are each hosted on different platforms, and these segments are specifically designed for helping individuals to level up their wow factor in the areas such as lifestyle, careers, and more. So we talk about a variety of things. Now, the primary purpose of this platform is for featuring special guests that are making a difference with their WOW works in their primary industries or in the world at large. And WOW works for me stands for One's Worthwhile Outstanding Works. And you can learn more about the different segments by visiting our Tumblr platform at www.thewowseat.tumblr.com. And you can follow the Wow Seat podcast on Facebook. Well, our core focus for today is on stepping into your power zone and leveling up your wow work with the Power Zone coach, Renee Johnson. And I've included in the show description a brief bio about her, her website, also how you can connect with her on LinkedIn, and how you can secure a copy of her book, Leaving Your Comfort Zone. And there's also a few bonuses that are included, which is an honorary article that I wrote about Renee on LinkedIn last year. And there's also a link to her guest feature on the Leadership Burrito Show, where she shared on the topic, It's All About the Leader. Now, if you would like to call in during this segment with questions or comments for Renee, the call number is 845-277-9334. Again, that is 845-277-9334. Please press the number 1 to get in queue. This is a short segment, so please keep your questions and comments brief and laser-like. Now, before I bring on Renee, I actually would like to share an excerpt from the honorary article that I wrote about her, and it was called Celebrating Renee Johnson, Five Core Virtues That Make Her the Powerhouse Queen of Influence on LinkedIn and So Much More. So here's a little bit of that. So Renee Johnson represents the powerhouse of powerhouses, and is the queen of over-delivering in high value. I've been extremely blessed and privileged to have her as a connection, and I must say that it is always an absolute joy to interact with her and witness the continual evolution of her amazing brand. Her professionalism, authenticity, and vibrant personality demonstrates the perfect combination of leadership, business savvy, and enthusiasm that is needed in the marketplace. And you can read the full article below in the show notes. And I just want to say that Renee is like a sister to me, and I've actually coined her as the Power Zone Queen because, to me, no one delivers the profoundness of a powerhouse the way that she does. And it is my total delight to welcome her to the Wow Seat. Welcome, Queen Renee.
Wow, what a beautiful entry. You give me spirit bumps. Thank you so much, my soul sister. I am thrilled to be here and support your platform. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. The honor is all mine. It's just I've been thinking about this all week, this particular segment, to have the Wow Queen and the Power Zone Queen together. That within itself is exciting. So listening audience, just be on alert because anything is possible in this segment today.
Yes, our energy is off the chart.
Yes, it is, definitely. Well, I know, you know this is a short segment, so I definitely want to jump into what we're going to be talking about today. And before we get started with diving into the primary content, I would love to know what has been your most recent wow moment. Doesn't have to be big or elaborate, just something that wowed you recently.
You know, I have to say this morning, actually, I got a referral from one of my wonderful clients who wanted to share a gift, and I had a chance to just work in a discovery session with this individual. And in doing that, the way that he felt wowed, the way that that he realized his potential, the way that these blockers, just by hearing him out, feeding back his potential to him and what is available when he steps into his leadership power zone. And in the closing of the call, the reason why I say that is in the closing of the call, he said, "Renee, if you could see me, I have the biggest smile and I am hugging you. I am hugging you through." Yes, and so that tells me those are synergies of I'm doing my worthwhile, outstanding work because I'm having that deeper level of connection with this individual already.
Oh, yes, that just gave me chills because that's what it's all about. You know, that is certainly a wow moment. That's like a double wow, honestly, because that's just great. And thank you so much for sharing that. I always love to open the segment up with that particular question. So speaking of which, you mentioned about your worthwhile, outstanding work. So I want to jump into talking about your wow mission. So tell the listening audience about your worthwhile, outstanding work.
Thank you. You know, for me, one of my core driving values is to inspire. I work on that in everything I do and how I show up. And in the context of my worthwhile, you know, mission is I want to inspire individuals to find and claim their leadership voice so that they can achieve the visions they never thought possible. To me, that is me playing in my power zone and revealing to them, you know, pulling back those layers of their comfort zone and helping them see their capacity to truly, truly have a voice in their life, in their work, and to inspire and lead the changes that they're truly capable. That is my mission. And everything I do, I try to center around that and helping to create these shifts so they can have those massive results in their leader in their life and in their business. So can you feel it?
Yes. I'm just, Yeah, I feel it all the way through. And because I know you and know, you know, about your work and the different things that you do on so many different levels, I can testify that everything that you are saying is so on point, it's so you, and that is exactly what you deliver in the marketplace and in the world. And people are just impacted by your influence.
Thank you so much.
You are most welcome. So you started talking about the power zone because that's where you transition people. I always love to say that you help to relocate people from their comfort zone into taking up residency into their power zone. And this is a very, very important topic. So I want you to talk about why it's so important for leaders and entrepreneurs primarily to waste no time with stepping into their power zone.
Thank you. You know, if we think about this in the sense of individuals having our personal core power, our driving power, and we can use that in ways that support us or in ways that are more, you know, giving out to other people's wants, needs, mm-hmm. and demands. And when I'm looking at these leaders and entrepreneurs, they are generally trying really hard. They're working their butts off, right? They're trying mm-hmm, to do all mm-hmm. these many things in their field, their peripheral view, and so forth.
Yeah.
And what
yeah.
my focus is, why is it so important, is that I can help them see what I call your hidden comfort zone that they don't necessarily mm-hmm. recognize. And one way that your listeners can start to identify this for themselves is what I call your power leaks. So power leaks. And power leaks yeah. are things that waste your time. Mm-hmm. And that's truly about honoring yourself, your value of yourself, and how you use yeah. your time and up-level your gifts and talents, and waste your resources. That's another one that I find, you know, oh, I'll mm-hmm. get to it later. I'll make those changes later. Let's just keep going down this path and so forth. And, you know, that affects the profitability of the company.
Yeah.
And then waste your gifts, your strengths, your talents, and that of your teams. And if you just think about those three in the context, and you attach mm-hmm. to it personal energy, you attach to it your revenue opportunities or lack of in your organization, and if you attach to it also your life, then
mm-hmm.
you can see in full view the cost, right? The cost of mm-hmm. being in your comfort zone versus being in your power zone. And for your listeners, here's what I want you to think about. Here's why it's important and what the difference is with the comfort zone and the power zone. The power zone is where you deliberately, hear that word, deliberately create your life, claim your power, and make a difference with those you lead and influence every day, whether you recognize it or not.
Love this. Yes. Oh, my goodness. That right there. Oh, wow. I love the way you stated that. That is so, it's beyond on point. And this, the way you stated this, this was needed and to be shared just like that. Because one of the things that you mentioned about time stewardship, wasting time, wasting resources, okay, and people don't understand how cost effective that is. This is an allowance that at this stage in leadership and entrepreneurship, that's an allowance we can no longer afford to pay, because with leaders in the positions that they're in, there are people who are waiting on them to deliver at the highest level so that they could go to the highest level. And if they're in the nation of procrast and procrastinating and not shifting from the comfort zone into the power zone, look at how many other people are being delayed from their greater potential because the leader or entrepreneur themselves won't step up.
Yeah, and, you know, it's so well said as well, and following back to you is that, you know, just even talking to some of the recent, you know, clients and connections, these hidden comfort zones come in the way of tolerating, of you know, all the to-dos on their desk in piles, the bigger visions that someday I'll get to, or the wish I could have. And you know a big one that this day and age that leaders are feeling more and more the culture is driving toward in a positive way is about your values. And you know, leadership really needs to hone in to their core values. That's actually what makes up your leadership voice. And I'm finding that that being stifled because of, you know, not having the clear vision, not being able to communicate that, not being able to inspire change, not being able, you know, we could talk all day, and I know we have limitations, but these are things that, you know, maybe on their own they might be, oh, well, when, some point or when I get the moment. But when you start adding these up, like you said, these deficits, time passes so quickly, and your opportunity to impact others and eventually, you know, that drawing back to your own life and allowing you to level up your wow work, these are not little things that you should just let be bygone. They are instrumental in your happiness, in your well-being, and in your ability to find your voice to make those differences. Mm. And that's the kind of players that I work with that truly have a more significant work and mission they want to achieve.
that's the only ones you can work with, because that's what you're vibrating. That's, you know, that's who you are. Anything that is not leveling up to what you bring to the table, it would just fall off, because who you are, you would have to work with those who are serious and not just curious, and those who are ready to continuously move and evolve from power zone to power zone, because it, I believe it's so many different levels to it. So I want to ask this question, and you've actually talked about this already, but let's get just a little bit more refined with it, of how can leading okay. from the power zone help to really level up one's wow work? I mean, how can we really do this worthwhile, outstanding work if we're not ready to lead from a place of power?
You won't be able to do it, and you'll be far off in the future, and you'll end up having those regrets and those wishes. And so where I try to help, it can be an overwhelming, let's just put that on the table. It can be an overwhelming when everything going on your plate as a busy leader, entrepreneur. And where I would encourage your listeners to think about is the makeup of your power zone encapsulates three things. It is being very clear on your why, your personal why. What is that why, that legacy you want to leave behind? You know, getting very centered that. And I tell you what, all of my leaders eventually turn this around. I'll speak about that in a second, so that the business can fulfill that. But knowing your core why, okay?
Yeah.
When you know your why, then you need to have the courage to step into your strengths. And I don't mean your goods and even your greats.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many people around you that can help fulfill, and your job is to create more empowered leaders around you. And so those are sneaky. We have to be sneaky in what we're truly honoring and willing to let go of, so we can embrace more of the right thing. And so really being willing, having that courage, that next level of grabbing and really honoring those strengths. The third thing that makes up your elements of your power zone is your values. You cannot be a true inspiring leader if you don't know what your core values are and you are not walking your talk. And people around you can feel it. They will know without you even speaking your truth. And so these go in, if you think about these going in more of a circular energy format, going from why to strengths to values, why to strengths to values. Can you feel that energy pull? And each time you have the opportunity to up level, as you call it, your wow work, you are going deeper. I know I recently did this last year. I'm the power zone coach, but I have the good, you know, opportunity that, well, let me back that up just real quick, is that if you're lucky in your life, you get to find new comfort zones, and you get to drop down into them and work it out and come out to a new power zone on the other side with your voice even more impactful, and that's leveling up your wow work.
That is leveling up your wow work. Yes, it is. Wow, that. Woo, I am over here just like on fire. I'm just like at the edge of my seat, and just that is just this is too much, but it's just right, you know, because it's what's needed, and only you can deliver it in this way. That's why you are the powerhouse queen and the power zone queen, is because that level of authority that comes from you, of knowing the results that you are able to help leaders and entrepreneurs get when they make this shift. And I love what you said about even you being the power zone coach, how you sometimes can find another comfort zone yourself that you have to shift from to come into a greater level of power. And that is where that true voice that you're talking about comes out, and that's where the greater works that we produce emerge. So, whoo, that's a triple
you know what? That's why we are queen sisters, because you get it energetically.
Absolutely.
It's power in this sense, you know, and it's really about the wisdoms. It's really about honoring state and living in your why and working from that. Right? It's a strength of the wisdoms. It's a strength of inspiring. It's not pushing and pulling and demanding, right? And it's also being able to be able to honor yourself and know your worth and stand in your values and be okay if it doesn't fit. You know, that's a different type of leadership that I think we need as a society. We need this in our cultures, and I'm inspiring, trying to inspire that to happen, right?
Yeah, and you're doing it in a very powerful way. You are. It's rippling out. It's rippling out to the masses because it's something that's really needed during this time. And if ever a time we've needed leaders to be more up-leveled and on point and stepping into that place of power so that they can unleash their voice, the time is now. It really is. And that's why you're on scene to help transition them from, I say, power zone to power zone, because once someone meets you, it's just from power zone, and just don't get too comfortable in that power zone because there'll be another one. So I love everything that you bring to the table. Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, you are most welcome. Well, I know that we have only about a little over 9 minutes left in the segment. So what I want to talk about now is for you to share with us maybe some current or upcoming projects or endeavors that you have going on or will have going on that you want us to know about.
I appreciate the invitation to do that. There are two things that I thought about sharing that would be your listeners might find valuable. Is one is that I am going to be speaking at the first ever Phoenix Area Leadership Summit here in March, March 25th, actually. And this is different than other type of events. It's going to be really geared to the holistic but also strategic way of doing leadership like we're talking about here, and some key on-point powerhouses that will be there, and I will be the kickoff keynote speaker, and we're going to be really just spending the day just loving on the audience and really working to facilitate some shifts and so forth. And then, so that to me is very exciting to bring this vision into the Phoenix area that we haven't had here, and Joseph Rosales is the entrepreneur putting this on, and he's a dynamite leader himself. And then the other one that I want to share that is a actual, you know, these are both representations of me using everything, the six powers and principles I teach my clients, is why I've attracted these fabulous opportunities, is the other one I want to share is at the end of the year in November, and I am going to be speaking in Morocco, and this is at a global event, which is going, which is called Grow Alliance Conference, and why this is so cool for your audience, this is the first ever Romanian personal development event in the world, and they're bringing people all over the world under this umbrella of Inspire Globally and Act Locally. And so that just resonate with the theme? And I'm going to be doing a few speaking keynote and a workshop, and this is in Morocco, and anyone can come, and that is growalliance.org for that. But I'm going to be putting all this, we'll talk about that on my website, the links to all these events. But those two are an embodiment of the type of leadership we just talked about, you and I, of what the world is shifting into, right?
Yeah. This is just a mega wow, right? All of it is just so incredible. It's so exciting. And I'm so happy that it's you, because your voice needs to really be out there during this era. At this time, it's really critical that leaders and entrepreneurs hear what the Power Zone coach and Power Zone queen has to say, because just in this short segment, just all that you've unpacked, just wow, just incredible.
Thank you. You're such a gracious host. Thank you. You know, we can talk for hours. You know that.
We can.
Yeah,
we definitely
so much
can.
There.
And I'm certainly going to have you back, because, you know, we've really just kind of skimmed the surface of all that it is to you, and there's just so much. So I'm definitely going to have you back on this platform, but also, of course, feature you in other segments and just a variety of things that we'll be doing together this year. I am so excited about this.
Me too.
Before
I'm delighted.
Before we wrap up,
Yes. Before we wrap up, do you have any other closing empowerment words that you would like to share with the audience, or another tip or something that you would love to impart?
I would encourage the audience to think about this in a way of empowerment. Stop struggling. And what I mean by that is where you're at is absolutely a choice. And we can often, this is one of the masks of the comfort zone, is we don't really take time to look at the real cost of our choice of staying in a state that is not working for us, not honoring us, that we're struggling, we haven't found our voice, we need to have courageous conversations. We can go through a whole list of these hidden comfort zone, you know, points. But there's a real cost to that. And, you know,
it is
a choice. And if you can really think about it, I'm, you know, not picking on you, not saying you haven't done good or whatnot, but how you take this information, this whatever's turning on inside of you, with one choice then begets another, and it begets another.
Yeah.
You definitely can put yourself in the driver's seat with your hands on the steering wheel in your life. And one of the challenges that I often help my clients, if not every time, is to really, really get out of your own way. Take yourself out of the equation, okay? Because your business, your leadership, your entrepreneurship, your business should be the vehicle to live your life, not the other way around. And that's what I'm talking about.
I agree.
You know, you feel like it's driving you and you only have control in some areas, not in others. You know what? You have the power, and you need to, you know, just figure out how you can reach out to somebody that can support you to help you get aligned, because staying in that, doing the same thing, what do they say, the crazy making, you know, doing the same thing? But you have a choice
insanity,
to stop
doing
struggling.
The same thing over and over.
Right.
I love how you said that. That
and putting
so
a list
powerful.
Together, if you're in a stall state and you don't know, you don't have that motivation to do something about it, make a list of the real costs, to stay in your certain situation. Okay? That will help you in getting out of your head, and look at it and ask yourself, am I worthy of this or not? Do I deserve better? Because I tell you what, you are worthy and you are capable.
Yes.
And you just need the right person in your corner and the right direction, and you can turn that business into the vehicle for living your life.
Absolutely. And Queen Renee is the one who can help you to do that. There's no excuses. There's no excuses. Wow. I'm going to have you back just to talk about that subject within itself, the cost. For sure. And I know we have just a little bit under 2 minutes up. Let you know how grateful I am that you have come and graced the listeners today with this power, the powerhouse of powerhouses. You are certainly that one. This has been incredible.
You know, it's because you get this, and I am thrilled for your listeners that you provide this platform of development and ideas. And, you know, the energy that I hope your listeners are feeling, that they kind of capture that and make it a, you know, a wind beneath their feet to want to learn more, to go to your information too, and to seek out and be a learner, be able to share in this energy to elevate themselves.
Yes. Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Renee, for being here at the Wild Seat today. I am just beyond thrilled, and I'm going to send you off wishing you an absolutely fabulous wow day, and thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. I very much appreciated it.
Oh, you are most welcome. You were just phenomenal. Thank you so much. Have a great wow day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Ooh, wow. Bye-bye. Wow. Okay. The power has been infused here in the Wild Seat today. There's no way that any of us can remain the same and not continue to explore new levels of our power. Wow. She was phenomenal. I knew she would be. So thanks so much for tuning into the Wild Seat. I am Allie Nicole Waters, while she does it all, and you can learn more about me on my press site at www.wildshedoesitall.com. And as always, until the next segment, make it a wild day and stay blessed.